Hello, my name is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and I am here to share with you the blood glucose testing sheet that I put together so that you can monitor your glucose, starting from your fasting glucose all the way through after meals. So I wanted to run through really quickly how this chart is used and how it could be of great value for you in determining what foods are working for you and what foods are working against you. So let's start out. Say it's a brand new day. You start out with a clean sheet, and I recommend that you print several of these. You can print them front and back or just one side of the paper. I like to do front and back. And you can just keep track of this. And I just staple a few together, and I'll just do a running record for a few days. So date, time, fasting, first AM glucose. So you would write in the date, say it's, 10/19/2011, and then you would write the time, 9:01 a.m., and that 9:01 a.m., that's not a good time. Yeah, that's a good time to get up, 9:01 a.m., and that's your time that you woke up, and you could write your glucose number. So that's what you write in this section here. And then the time you began whatever it is you're doing. So over here is where you write in the foods that you've eaten or the exercise you've done. So you write the time you began. It may be the exact same time, in which case you just write 9:01 a.m., but it may not be. It's a good idea to give a good stress level, especially the first part of the day. What is your stress level when you first got up? Are you feeling really good or comfortable? Are you feeling kind of bent out of shape? Because remember, the things that affect our glucose and insulin levels that we can control throughout the day are stress, exercise, and food. So if you find yourself in a position where you're very highly stressed, then I recommend that you fall back on the transforming stress activities that you've been getting every day in your inbox and the big recording on the website. So I'd recommend that you go there. But keep track of it. It's a good idea because as things go on, if you're finding yourself all stressed out because you don't know what to eat or you don't know how to do this, that's contributing to the way that your body is responding to food. So you want to take your pulse before. You don't have to. It's just another clue, because if your pulse goes up after you eat a food, it may be that you're not handling that food real well, and that can have an effect on your glucose as well. You put in your glucose before the meal, and it may be the same as this if you've eaten right away, but if not, if half an hour has gone by and you haven't done anything, you haven't gotten stressed out, taken a phone call from somebody who was irate, done any exercise, you probably don't have to do it again. But if I usually do if it's a half an hour. If it's just 5 or 10 minutes, I don't test it again. I just go with the first number. Then you would put down everything you ate. So maybe the first thing in the morning, if you're following the program, you do your gut rejuvenator drink, whatever it turns out is the best for you, which is your water, lemon juice, and essential oils, followed by a green juice or a green protein shake or just a green powder in water. And preferably doing that within an hour of getting up. Then whatever else you're doing, if you had a chia pudding, if you had a smoothie, if you had one of our more elaborate breakfast options like the no egg omelet or the quiche, then you can do that too. So whatever it is you've eaten, maybe you just sauteed up some spinach or steamed some vegetables or had a salad or whatever it is you write down. But you write down what you have, all at the same time. So you write down this time you started. So say you began to eat at 9:15, and this is what you ate, and you finished eating at 9:45. You can take your pulse right after to see if there's been a change. And you can also take your glucose again right after. And I recommend that. After a while, when you've been charting for a while, you may not feel like you need to take the glucose right after because it just doesn't give you much more information than going for at 15 minutes. If not, that's fine. Just go and wait the 15 minutes. But the first couple of days before you really get the sense of it, then I would probably do it right after because we want to get clues. The more clues we have, the better you can tailor the diet to suit your needs. Then you do, you wait 15 minutes and you do the time and the glucose. So you'd write, let's see, what would 15 minutes do? 10 a.m. And then the glucose was 94. And then at a half an hour, you'd write 10:15 a.m. because you're going 15 minutes, 30 minutes. And then you would write whatever it is, 98. And you're going to see it going up. The idea is you don't want it to go up too rapidly or too much. So if you eat a food and it immediately shoots your blood glucose up to 150, it's a food you should not be eating during this program. So we're going to identify all those no-nos. It doesn't mean those no-nos are going to go away forever. It just means that while you're kind of taking the salt away from the wound, so to speak, allowing your insulin receptors to restore themselves, you want to take away anything that's going to shoot your sugars up high and give it a break for a while. Some people can have, somebody just said, my husband said it, he tested mango and he tested it consistently. Mango didn't do anything to him, but he had some berries the other day, berries and peaches, and it shot his glucose up. So we all are individual. The glycemic index, which we're going to talk about in another video, it's a guideline. It's not necessarily what's happening for you, and that's what this is giving you. It's kind of giving you your own glycemic index testing. And if you don't know what a glycemic index is, I'll explain that on another video. So you just keep keeping track of this until you have your next meal or you go exercise. So maybe at 2 hour point, you exercise. So you transfer the number down here, and then you start with exercise, you know, 30 minutes. And then when you get back, you take your pulse and your glucose after and continue to monitor until you have your next food. And then you go on to the next box. Every time you have a new exercise or a new food, you can put that in there. If you're just doing a quick burst, you know, once or twice within a range after a food, you could just, you know, kind of jot it in the column if you want to. But whenever you do a significant exercise, you go out for 15 minutes or more, record it. And then in the last column, you may not carry it all the way through on this. You may only carry it through to here. You know, you may only carry it through to here. You may carry it all the way through if you're curious. It's really a good idea when you're testing, if you really have a food that you're suspicious about or that's considered a food that's a problematic food, then to go out to this 5 hours at least, exactly why that is. But it could be missing something if you just say, oh, my glucose is back to normal after 2 hours and you stop testing. It could be that you were going to go down below, and that'll become more clear. The last column is anything you noted. Like, I notice now when my blood sugar goes up, it doesn't stay up very long, but it gets up pretty high. And for a very brief period, I feel this like weirdness. It's like when my blood sugar is high, I just feel this weirdness. And I can tell when it's back to normal, I'll just all of a sudden go, oh, my blood sugar must be back to normal. The blips like that, they're not, I wasn't noticing that before I started really tuning in. You know, of course, you're going along and suddenly you get very hungry. Well, you figure you go eat. And that's what I'd been doing. So there's so much that goes into this. But anyway, note it. You know, if you were lightheaded or you had a stomach ache or your sinuses were stuffy, these will give you clues so you know what foods may be causing problems for you. So that's it on your blood glucose testing. I encourage you to get started. It does give you a lot of good information, so I would highly encourage you to do it.